Coming up, the passion and the papilla, the mysterious allure of the orchid. First, this page from the Animal Notebook with Maggie Villiger.
Don't pity the spiny lobsters. Sure, they don't have the oversized claws of their main cousins, but their sharp spines and long whip-like antennae are plenty impressive. And if the spiny lobster's harsh looks aren't enough to scare away a predator, this crustacean has another trick up his antenna. Like a virtuoso violinist, he draws his antenna like a bow across a smooth plate under his eyes. And out comes a loud series of sound pulses aimed at distracting a predator. Okay, so virtuoso might be a bit of a stretch, but the principle is the same. Other arthropods, like crickets, make noise by bumping a hard pick along a grooved surface that's analogous to a washboard. But spiny lobsters rub soft tissue across a smooth surface. It's the friction between the two surfaces that makes a noise, just like if you run your finger over a balloon. And researchers think this mode of making noise has a distinct advantage. Spiny lobsters are most at risk of becoming a predator's snack when they molt and temporarily shed their tough outer shell. But since their noise-making technique works even under these conditions, it may just buy them enough time to escape from a startled predator. That's this week's Animal Note. I'm Maggie Villiger.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.